Lego larceny is on the rise. The Guardian newspaper reports that Lego thefts have soared during the pandemic. French police are investigating an international ring of toy thieves that target the colorful interlocking bricks. We're joined now from Utrecht in the Netherlands by Lego specialist Gerben van Eiken. Mr. van Eiken, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And I got to tell you, you're the first Lego expert that I've ever interviewed, so this is a big moment for me. Thank you very much.
I tell a lot of people my Lego is tax deductible, and they don't believe it.
Well, from where are these Lego sets being lifted?
The French case is definitely toy shops. However, earlier last month in Portland, in Oregon, on your side of the pond, a warehouse was robbed. So it's mostly very expensive Lego sets.
So what does a Lego thief do after they've lifted a Lego set?
Well, I'm not a detective, but Lego runs in seasons, a little bit like fashion. So in a winter and a summer season. And Lego sets will retire after a few years to make room for a new Lego set. And the old sets who are retired by Lego and aren't produced anymore, they shoot up in value to sell on the black market, as they say.
There's a black market for Lego sets?
Well, that's very difficult to prove that there's a black market. However, there is an enormous amount of collectors out there who are missing out on certain sets right now and are willing to pay a lot of money for these sets, especially the mint-in-box sets. So the mint-in-box we mean as a collector is that the box hasn't been opened and the Lego hasn't been built. The Lego Café Corner set, for instance, representing a Parisian restaurant. In 2007, you could buy it for around $150. If you kept it mint in box right now, it's over €2,500, so close to $3,000 right now for a Lego set. Just last year, on the height of the pandemic, in the UK, a toy warehouse was raided by thieves, and they only stole the Lego worth almost $500,000.
Just given your experience, you have a favorite Lego set?
Yeah, I'm inclined to go for the Star Wars sets.
Is it a good life being a Lego expert?
Yes. As a set to have, a Lego to have, especially during the lockdown period, as we are in now, right now, it's still extremely popular. And Lego sales is still extremely high, not only by Lego company itself, but on our platform too. We saw almost 100% rise in sales over the past year, and on already a large auction here at Katowiki. So Lego is still an extremely popular toy for young and old.
Well, I wish you sweet dreams of Lego.
I always dream of Lego.
Oh, my word. Gerben van Eiken is thankfully a Lego specialist and senior expert for toys and sports at the online auction site katowiki.com. Thanks very much for being with us, sir.
Thank you for having me, and good luck.